This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In a lot of tribal communities, everything from police and fire to medical clinics and K-12 education is paid for with federal dollars. That's a legacy of the trust and treaty obligations the United States has to those tribal nations. It also means, though, that the yearly budgets for those tribes and, in some ways, their larger economic fates are tangled up with the federal government's budget cycle. And if you're familiar with the way Congress manages its spending crisis after crisis after crisis, it's clear that all those vital services are often at some risk. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
The annual Reservation Economic Summit brings thousands of tribal leaders to Vegas. This year, a lot of them were breathing easy for the first time in a while, because 2 days before the summit began, and just hours before a March deadline, Congress passed the first of two packages to fund the government through September.
It's the federal budget process, so it's not always the easiest thing to navigate.
Justin Barrett, treasurer of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, watched this year's budget drama closely, because lots of vital social programs in his community are federally funded, like his tribe's Child Care Development Fund.
That funds child care for any person in Ottawa County below the poverty line, and then it also funds our Early Childhood Learning Center.
If the federal government shuts down, Barrett says the Eastern Shawnee Tribe has to find a way to float that program out of its own coffers, plus parts of the law enforcement, housing, and education budgets. During a drawn-out budget cycle, he says the uncertainty and the constant looming threat of a shutdown take a toll.
You know, it doesn't provide a lot of stability, right? And we don't know what resources will be available.
Every time Congress kicks the can down the road, tribal leaders are spending valuable time making and remaking shutdown contingency plans.
What is it going to take to support the programs that we have? What is it going to take to support the tribal members?
Andrew Alejandre is chairman of the Piscenta Band of Nomlaki Indians, which keeps a reserve fund set aside in case of a shutdown.
We've been pretty fortunate. We're a 300-member tribe. We're in California, right on the Interstate 5.
Where the tribe's casino and golf course get plenty of foot traffic. Alejandre says many of his tribe's programs are self-funded, with revenue from those enterprises. But most tribes can't insulate that way.
Since we are in a very rural community, there's not a lot of economic opportunities here.
Bill Trepanier is secretary treasurer of the Lacouturay Band of Chippewa. He says his 1,200-member tribe is very reliant on federal funding.
Most of our services right now are funded almost entirely by grants and government assistance.
Trepanier says those federally funded services also employ lots of tribal members who can't just find other work in rural northern Wisconsin. He spent months this federal budget cycle bracing and strategizing for potential economic breakdown.
I think about it a lot. Sometimes it stresses me out to the point of not sleeping at night.
For now, Trepanier can turn back to the tribe's other economic priorities.
It's not that long, though, before we have to worry about it again.
These services we're talking about are owed to tribal nations who ceded tens of millions of acres of land in exchange. Melanie Benjamin is with the Native American Finance Officers Association. She says those are treaty promises protected by the Constitution.
Those are contracts and they're valid. They're the supreme law of the land. When you're in a shutdown, how are you supposed to uphold that contract?
Last year, for the first time, Congress funded the Indian Health Service with advance appropriations to provide a bridge between budget impasses. That way, at least tribal clinics and hospitals remain open during a shutdown. Benjamin says all federal programs that serve tribes should be funded on the mandatory side of the budget.
Tribes are always like the last thought. We need to be considered essential.
Especially as dysfunction in the federal budget process starts to feel like the norm. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.